Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on May 1 on Anthony Harold, H-A-R-R-O-L-D. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Harold, as described in my recent report of 3-18-22. Prior to that time, I was in receipt of progress notes from patient first on 5-16-21, period. You have now provided me with additional documentation to consider in this matter. Period. This begins with a progress note at Premier Orthopedic Associates dated 5-26-21, period. He was being seen for left knee pain since 5-14-21. He was at work when he stood up from a chair and his knee locked and he felt a pop that caused him to fall. Brady went to urgent care the same day where he had x-rays. Brady was placed in an ace bandage and on crutches. Period. On this visit, his knee was feeling okay, but he did have some swelling, aching, numbness, and stabbing pain. Period. He denied any recent popping. Period. History was remarkable for knee surgery, hand surgery, and ADHD, period. After evaluation, Dr. Dwyer diagnosed left knee pain with complex tear of the medial meniscus. Period. A history of previous medial meniscal repair, period. He declined an injection that day. He's referred for an MRI arthrogram of the left knee. Period. On 6-9-21, Dr. Dwyer noted it showed status post-lateral meniscal repair, tiny re-tear involving the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus, and a small popliteal cyst. Period. New paragraph on 6-22-21. He performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner followed up postoperatively in Dr. Dwyer's office on 7-7-21. Period. Sutures were intact without any signs of infection, period. He was begun in physical therapy, period. He followed up with Dr. Dwyer through 8-11-21, period. He was feeling good and denied any pain, period. He had completed physical therapy, period. Exam found no effusion or tenderness. Period. Motion was from 0 to 130 degrees. Period. Had stable collateral ligaments and excellent muscle tone. Period. His physical exam was characterized as entirely benign with an excellent surgical result. Period. He was mobilized without restriction and discharged at that time. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Mr. Harold injured his left knee at work on 5-14-21 when he simply stood up from a seated position while he was eating lunch. Period. He came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer on 5-26-21. Period. He ascertained a history of a prior meniscal tear repaired surgically. Period. He initiated Mr. Harold on conservative care. Period. He had an MR arthrogram. His results will be inserted here. Period. And please bold that. New paragraph on 6-22-21. Dr. Dwyer performed surgery on the left knee. Period. This involved repair of the lateral meniscal tear, lateral meniscal re-tear. Period. He had an uncomplicated postoperative course. Appeared as of 8/11/21. He was entirely asymptomatic. Period. At the time of my exam, he also had an unremarkable physical examination. Period. New paragraph. My opinion remains he has 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg, regardless of cause. Period of this assessment, 7.5% is attributable to his pre-existing lateral meniscal tear, treated surgically. Period, the balance of 2.5% is attributable to the incident of 5/14/21, resulting in a re-tear of the lateral meniscus and necessitating another arthroscopic surgery. Period. He did experience an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.